And now here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Vernon Dozier is the author of a book called Play the Cards You're Dealt. He's a high school athletics coach, high school teacher for the past 32 years. How'd the title of your book come about?
Phil, the title came about. It used to anger me when I heard the "oh, woe is me" attitude from the handicapped. I was one of those people who it used to anger to hear them say, "Well, I have only one leg, but I'm doing the best I can. I have only one eye. I'm doing the best I can." It used to make me angry. I remember one day, though, I was in a bar, in fact, having a glass of beer, and I squeezed the glass until it broke in my hands. I'll never forget that, because I heard this guy, who was a Vietnam veteran, at the end of the bar, he had a prosthetic leg, and he said, "Well, I'm playing the cards I was dealt." It made me so angry that I broke the glass. And
really? Why?
I don't like that kind of... I didn't like that kind of simple-minded talk. I would rail against things that were wrong with me. But one day in September of 1984, I finally understood what they meant. That was the day my daughter Shannon was born. I had always dreamed of having a son. I'd always wanted to have a boy that I could eventually train and hopefully mold into becoming a professional football player. My wife and I, for health reasons, were not able to conceive more than one child. And in September 1984, that child arrived, and it was a girl. So it appeared at that time that my wife, Anne, and God himself decided to, I guess, just pee all over my dreams. But then I thought about what I heard that cripple say, play the cards that you're dealt.
Did you see your daughter as a handicap because you wanted a son?
Well, there was no way that my daughter was going to be able to play professional football. I knew that. Now, I love her, but I knew then and there, and I remember looking at my wife as we were driving home from the hospital. I said to her, "Boy, I'll never forget." I said, "You must really hate me. You knew I wanted a son." And I pointed to the back seat to where the girl was. I says, "And that's what you give me." But
you say you love your daughter.
Well, but soon I realized, you know what? God gives you lemons, you make lemonade. And as soon as Shannon could walk, I got a basketball. And I decided that I might be able to get through this if I could just maybe get this, you know, get it to play basketball and have a kid who might make a name for itself, even though it's a girl. But boy.
All right. Vernon, you're remembering the day you saw that your new daughter, your new kid was a girl.
Yes, and it's still, it's kind of sensory memory. It still just sends, because I always wanted a son, and it would seem that, I guess God hated me.
Is it so bad to have a daughter?
Well, no, because what I did was, I decided, even though she couldn't be a football player, that I would make her a basketball player, and I worked with her, and I trained her. Life, Phil, sometimes is a series of just bumping into a wall and bruising yourself and bumping into a wall and bruising yourself. Just as soon as I got over the shock of training, of the fact that I had a daughter, then she becomes very good. She gets a scholarship last year to the finest women's basketball program in the country, the University of Connecticut.
Congratulations.
Well, okay. Are you saying that to me or are you saying that to her? All right.
Well, I mean, congratulations to the family.
Well, here's what happened. ESPN and this guy, Tony Bruno on Fox, they wanted to talk to her. They interviewed her. Tony Bruno interviews her. I talked to this Bruno, and I said, you know, I'm her father, and I'm the one that, you know, coached her. And he said, "Yeah, that's great." But he wanted to talk to her. So just as soon as I get over the fact that my wife gave me a girl when I wanted a boy. Now they come along and they kick me directly in the groin again by ignoring me.
Did you want media coverage?
I think the fact that I had trained this girl to be a basketball... Yeah, I don't understand your question.
In other words, you wanted ESPN to... Your daughter got a scholarship to UConn and you wanted ESPN to talk to you too?
Yes. Yes. Apparently, you're not hearing what I'm saying.
No, I'm hearing what you're saying. I just... Why? I mean, is the question... And hold on. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. So what is it that you're trying to point out here?
What I'm trying to point out is this. No matter what happens to you in life, you can rise above it. I rose above having a daughter. It's not bad to have a daughter. Okay?
Well, that's the way you're making it sound.
No, it's fine to have a daughter. But if you want to have someone that you can fish with, hunt with, Little League, what do you call it, Pop Warner, all that, okay, sit around and have a and tell some dirty jokes. You can't do that with a girl, but you can still make lemons out of lemonade. She can't be a football player, but she can become a damn good basketball player. But just remember, play the cards you're dealt. I've been disrespected from the day she was born. A, God gave me a daughter when he knew I wanted a son. But apparently he hates me, and I've been able to live with that.
Now, hold on for a minute. I'm having a hard time you talking about God, whether or not people believe in that. Why do you say God hates you? Because you wanted a son, and you got a daughter.
Because I... Bingo. There you go. Give the man a cigar. Yes, because I wanted a son, and I'm not being sarcastic, Phil.
It sounds to me like you're disrespecting your daughter.
No, I am not disrespecting my daughter. I'm just saying, good for you. You're going to go to UConn and play basketball. You know, I mean, Phil, it's not what I would call the sexiest thing in the world, but she's doing fine, and that's okay. Do you think I could get a little mention about what I did?
Well, you're on our show right now talking. We have Vernon Dozier with us. He is the father of Shannon Dozier. She's going to be playing basketball. In fact, she's playing basketball right now for the University of Connecticut, right?
That is correct, yeah.
And she's a great basketball player, and you worked with her and helped her become the player that she is, but it's always been a bitter pill that you got a daughter instead of a son. And one of the things you mentioned is that you don't have anybody you can sit around and tell crude jokes with?
Well, what I mean is, when you've got a boy, you can be a man. You can, you know, cut farts if you want to. You can, you know, whatever, you know, tell filthy stories, you know, and no one's going to get misunderstand it. I tried telling some jokes. Because I missed the company of having a boy, Shannon was with me and one of her girlfriends, and we went out on a boat out here at Lake Kachuma, and I wanted to take the girls fishing, and I started farting and telling some filthy stories about prostitutes.
And to the girls?
Well, yes, sir.
This is what I'm saying.
No, hold on for a minute. If I'm going to have to live with having just a daughter for a kid, then she's going to have to, and I would say this to any parent, don't stop being yourself. See, a lot of parents don't have the guts. They live their...
No, hold on for a minute, Mr. Dozier. If you don't mind, I have three sons.
You have three sons?
Yes, sir, I do. I've got three stepsons, but I consider them to be my sons.
And you got three of them. You're a lucky man.
I consider myself to be a very lucky man, yeah. In fact, I took a couple of them to Lambeau Field to see the Packers.
See, that's heaven. That's lucky you, Mr. Henry. That is so great.
Well, it was a lot of fun. It was.
And do you bring that up to rub it in, or...
No, sir. I'm not... To you?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, if you've got a daughter, and you want to have fun with your daughter, and you want to take her fishing, that's fine, too. My daughter likes to fish, but there's no way I'm going to sit around there in the boat with her, cut farts, and tell stories about prostitutes that I was with in the Army.
Because why?
Because, for God's sake, she's a little girl.
Well, what about the... I'm not talking about a little... Right now, she's 18.
I believe in an 18-year-old girl, for crying out loud.
See, this is it. You've got three sons. You can talk like that. You're a wealthy man when it comes to having sons. I don't have a son. I got this. And I go fishing with it. The least it can do is laugh at some of my jokes. So I cut a fart. Big deal. You want to... What, can you imagine me taking my daughter to Lambeau Field? And people will say, what are you doing with that? Well...
You could take your daughter down in the field at Lambeau Field. Why couldn't you do that?
Did you see any women down there when you...
Yeah, I did. I saw, well, girlfriends.
Yeah, you didn't see any daughters, though, did you?
I don't know. I saw some guys with a girlfriend.
Yeah, no daughters. Thank you.
Sir.
Thank you.
No, wait a minute.
No, you didn't see any daughters. That's thank you.
All right, here is Kathy, or Candy. Hi, Candy. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
This man is ridiculous. First of all, your sperm decided the sex of your child, not your wife and not God. Your sperm is the only...
Wait. God had nothing... God didn't have anything to do with it.
your sperm is the only biological part of any process of making children that can determine the sex of a child. Secondly, I hope and I pray that your daughter is not hearing any part of what you're saying on this radio, because I would be heartbroken to think my daddy felt I was second rate.
Now, hold on. I love my little girl.
If my daddy had asked me to go hunting with him, I would go hunting. If my daddy asked me to go fishing with him, I would go fishing. I can tell you my 5-year-old daughter sits on the couch with my husband and watches football and begs my husband, "Daddy, find football. She may not can play football, but so what? She can do a gazillion other things.
All right, okay, that's good. And your daughter may say, "Daddy, find football," and then you turn it on and you go, "Yeah, it's great. I got a girl sitting with me."
Yeah.
I mean, what about your husband? How much fun is he having? See, that's the whole thing.
He is having a blast.
Oh, sure.
You know what? He is secure enough in his manhood to know that he has a pride and joy sitting beside him, enjoying every moment he has.
Can I jump in here? Let me jump in. The idea that you're telling your daughter jokes.
Well, this lady here doesn't want me to do that, though, see? She says you want me to take my daughter fishing, right, ma'am? But I can't tell a few jokes about prostitutes. Is that it?
Does that make you a better man to tell jokes
about prostitutes? It's just the way I relax. If I had a son, I could talk about all the chicks.
So you're saying you would rather bring up your son in a crass, crude, egotistical, woman-bashing sort of way.
You don't understand.
That will make him more of a man than if you just sit there and enjoy the time you have with the child, regardless of its sex.
Ma'am, I love my daughter, but can I tell you, you don't
know
how painful it is.
You love what your child can bring to you.
You don't know how painful it is.
You want to have ESPN come to you and ask you about your child's success?
She wouldn't.
Why not let your child revel in the success that she's had?
All right, I want to make one
point, though. Enjoy the spotlight, because you had your chance to enjoy the spotlight, but obviously you have not done anything with your life to enjoy the spotlight.
Wait a minute, what spotlight? ESPN didn't interview me. Let me just say with this. Do you know how painful it is not to have your own offspring be able to use the same bathroom that you use?
Oh, please. That is stupid.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't even get respect from some woman I don't even know.
What do you mean, do you know how painful it is not to be able to use the same bathroom as your offspring?
Are you? Oh, my God, the disrespect.
So yeah, you're getting disrespect from me because you're disrespecting your daughter.
All right,
your daughter doesn't have the opportunity to speak out. So I'm speaking for your daughter. How shameful it is for you to be on the radio saying about your daughter.
You go see her play basketball for University of Connecticut. She's a star. She's a point guard. She don't even start. And that's also embarrassing, but I guess you don't want me to say that, so I'll just shut up.
Oh, sir,
Your child has made a wonderful success by making the basketball team in the most prestigious basketball in the country. To be on the UConn team does not mean that she has to start every game, but you should...
UConn is...
Okay, can I say something? My daughter is taller than me. My daughter is taller than me, okay?
Good. Maybe we should beat your ass.
Wait a minute. Is this the problem you're having?
Among other things, yes.
Well, you could have a son that would be taught.
It would be all right if it was a boy. But I got a daughter who is bigger than me.
Sounds like you have short man syndrome.
God.
All right, listen, Candy, thank you. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. We're talking here with Vernon Dozier, who always wanted a son, but he says God, quote, lifted his leg to him and gave him a daughter. He trained the girl anyway to be a great basketball player. She plays for the University of Connecticut. Her name is Shannon Dozier. She's fantastic, as is the entire University of Connecticut program. But Mr. Dozier doesn't like the fact that she's not a boy. I guess he's like a lot of men. Yeah, my daughter's fine, but I'd sure like a son. And it is true. How does that make the girl feel? He said, well, he took his daughter fishing, and that was a lot of fun, but he took his daughter and one of her friends fishing, but then he started farting and telling jokes about prostitutes that he'd had in Japan. 1-800-449-8686. So, this is a guy who doesn't feel like he's getting any respect at all. His daughter was born when he wanted a son, and now ESPN interviews her about going to college and not him. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Building sandcastles in your mind. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We're on with Vernon Dozier, who's written a book, Play the Cards You Were Dealt, even if they're cards that, you know, are tough to... In your book, tough cards to play, that you had a daughter instead of a son, and that ESPN will interview her and not you. And I find that in comparison to, you say you've hung out with a lot of, quote, cripples, end quote, that's not such bad, those aren't such bad times.
Well, you know, Mr. Henry, read my book and you'll understand a little bit better. I'm not about to sit here and allow you to denigrate my experience.
Well, I'm not a denigrating you, sir, but you're saying that, you know, your life has been hell since you've had a daughter because you can't fart in a fishing boat with her.
All right, we'll make a joke out of it if you want to.
Well, that's what you said. Here is Sarah. Go ahead, Sarah. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. I'd just like to say that you're undermining your daughter simply because she's a female. That's terribly, terribly unfair to her. I went through the same thing with my dad. You know, I bought a Mustang when I was 16 just so we could work on it together. He wouldn't let me touch not one piece on that car. And countless other things, you know. We went fishing. He'd have to tie the knots for me. Everything. He'd do it, you know. He didn't believe that I had the ability to do anything.
Well,
and
dear,
then, you know what?
Hold on.
You got your opportunity to talk. Please, let me speak.
You got to tell me your life story.
Well, we've heard yours.
Well, I'm the guest. I'm the one that wrote the book. She didn't. Okay.
Oh, I'm writing my own book right now, sir. So
oh, that's
please.
Great. My okay. agent booked this interview on the show, so I got to sit and listen to your story. Look, your father bought...
Well, let the lady finish, please. Go ahead, Sarah.
I just wanted to say that I joined the Army, and I found that there were men there who were willing to teach me how to understand a male mind and how to be a person and not be divided by sex. Men or women.
Sir, with all due respect.
To stand tall and proud as a human being, as an individual, with strength, a mind, intelligence.
Are you crying? See, now she's
no,
crying.
No, I'm
yeah,
very nervous. This is my first time on
you're
the air.
You're doing fantastic, Sarah.
Oh, she's
Thank you
bawling.
Very much.
She's bawling just like all women do.
No, she's not. You're doing fine. Go
sir,
ahead, sir.
You would not make me cry.
Ma'am.
I would never give you that opportunity.
I only wanted one day of happiness through 20 years of raising a daughter. I took her to a Little League game with me. And this is how desperate I was for just one day to feel like I had a son. I made her wear a baseball cap with her hair up in it. I had her put a banana down in her shorts just, you know, just to... And I, for one day, people thought she was a little boy. And that's how sad my life's been. And you're sitting there crying about a Mustang?
Sir, I am not crying. And let me tell you that your perversion is in your mind because you want your daughter to be a son. And you need to take care of your neurosis.
Well, ma'am... If I had a brand spanking new Mustang convertible, I would find it very difficult to allow a girl to touch it.
Not brand spanking new, a 64, a classic. I wanted something to work on with him, something we could develop a bond. But no, he denied me that because I was a female. He refused to accept the fact that I was an intelligent person.
All right, let's get down to
and
the brass
I could
text.
Understand mechanics.
Let's get down to the brass tacks. Did he touch you?
Okay, now come on.
No, he touched you, didn't he?
No, come on.
I love my father very much, and I stay home to take care of him because he has diabetes. So, you know what?
Did you secretly want to be a lesbian? Is that it?
No,
no, what the hell, man?
His department, okay?
Yeah. Look, I got a female friend who is races cars. She loves to race cars. She clocks them. She goes out there to the salt flats.
Did your wife know about it?
I knew about her before I got married. Anyway, thank you very much, Sarah.
Thank you very
Sarah,
much.
Sarah, I just want to say I think you're a fine young woman, and thank you for your service to our country, okay?
Okay,
I don't
God
think,
bless you. Really.
I don't think you
God
should be allowed
you.
To drive a Jeep, but I think...
Yeah, fine. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. God's favorite radio show. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Vernon Dozier, the author of Play the Cards You're Dealt. You know, sir, I know you want to have you wanted to have a son, and you were disappointed when a daughter was born, but taking her to a Little League game and making her put her hair up in a ball cap and put a banana down her shorts to me, as you heard that one caller say, sounds perverse.
Sir, I really resent any intimation that there's something sexual involved in that. I just wanted for a day to know what it was like to have a son.
How about just reveling in the glory of having a beautiful daughter?
I can revel in the glory of having a daughter when she goes to a prom, when she gets married, when she does the things that a girl looks good doing. I know it's not politically correct, but God, I took my daughter and her little friend fishing, and I remember saying, girls, I gotta go, go to the bathroom or whatever I said, and I'm standing there, standing up peeing, and I remember I started to cry. And I couldn't believe that I was crying. And then I remembered that I couldn't, my daughter would never know what it was like to stand up peeing. And I had to compose myself before I got back to the boat. Because I knew I'd never be able to stand there side by shoulder to shoulder with my daughter and, and squirt one against a wall or, have some fun, play a little urinal football. These are the things that a father misses more than anything else.
I got three sons, and I've never, ever, ever decided that, boy, sure would be nice to play urinal football with my sons.
I'm talking about color in the snow, having some fun.
I know what you mean, peeing. Here is Donna, I believe. Donna, go ahead, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm one of five girls, and I'm in my early 40s, sir. And I want to make you understand that my father never regretted having us. And in his opinion, we are blessings from God. And I understand your position. I don't understand your position, but your statement that you said, if I'm going to have to live with having a daughter, I am so
right.
distressed for your daughter that she will never live up to your expectations for a child. I think what a horrible burden that is for her to have to bear through her life.
I've God gave me lemons, but I've made lemonade.
Not a lemon.
She goes to University of Connecticut, the finest female basketball program in the country. Why? Because of me. And when ESPN came to interview her, nobody even said boo to me. No one even said to me, hey, boy, go get me some coffee. Nothing.
Because it's her accomplishment.
Her accomplishment?
It's her accomplishment. She's the one playing.
I'm the one that wanted to have the son in the NFL,
sure.
Not her.
May I please say, as an aside, I'm certainly not going to get into a verbal sparring match with you, that as a child and as an adult, I have always loved football, baseball, basketball, watched them religiously with my father, gone to sporting events beyond many, many sporting events with my father and my husband, enjoyed ourselves. My daughter has played Little League without a banana, mind you, plays basketball, plays volleyball, as does my son.
Ma'am, I don't make my daughter wear a banana. I just said for one lousy day she shoved a banana in her pants, and you want to make a federal case out of it.
Sir,
my
daughter played with her ponytail sticking out of her hat.
I can tell you something. I'll bet your father would pray more than once that some morning you and your four sisters would wake up at least one morning with penises, just once.
Oh, sir, I'm sure that he didn't.
Until you know what it's like to want the experience of, let's say conspiratorially buying your son his first box of condoms, and instead you're standing there with a box of Playtex Junior Slims, you're never going to know the pain that I live in.
How sad for you that there are so many women.
In other words, you wanted to stand there looking at a box of condoms, and instead it's a box of Playtex Junior Slims.
That's right, Jack.
How sad for you.
Oh, well, okay. Thank you very much, Mother. In the
I
name
am.
Of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
There are so many people who
I'm sad because you're so freaking dull.
Okay.
That's fine. Sir, I'm not going to spar with him.
Ma'am, until you know the joy of peeing standing up, I wouldn't be throwing so many bars.
Well, I can squat. So what's the difference?
I'll bet you can.
You're a strange man, sir.
Ma'am, I'm not strange so much as I just want to know what it's like not to have God lift up that big robe of his, hook one of his sandals through a picket fence, and pee on me. Thank you.
Oh, he hung up.
Oh, my. Sorry.
Good God. All right, thank you. Very much. Very good, Donna.
So sorry.
Yeah, all right. 1-800-449-8686. Forgive me, our guest hung up. I guess he was angry or felt that he had been mistreated somehow. But if I hear one more reference to God peeing on him, oh, here he is. You know, sir, you can't hang up on me.
Then how come she gets to keep running her mouth and I don't?
What do you mean running her mouth? You're the guy that said you had a daughter and you don't know the joy of buying your son's first box of condoms. It was a box of Playtex Junior Slims. Let's go over here to Elaine. Hello, Elaine.
Hi, how are you?
Good, ma'am.
I have three sons, and I would like him to trade places. My husband coached baseball and coached football and everything like this here, and I would like for him to, if you would like to trade places
with
my husband.
I would love to have the opportunity to coach young men.
Good.
And
because now he can't do it.
Why?
And he cannot pee against the men's urinal.
Why is that?
Because he's blind. He lost his sight. Instead of you getting on your knees and thanking God that you have a breathing daughter and a daughter that's healthy, you're complaining about penises and condoms? Why, I got this blind husband who can't do things with his kids?
Well, ma'am, he
shame
wouldn't
on
have,
you.
Ma'am, he wouldn't have gone blind had he not been masturbating as much, and that's because you didn't put out the...
Okay!
Right, that's right, that's
what
right.
What the hell are you saying to this woman?
That's right.
Well, why'd he go...
That's right, that's how he got blind from... Yeah,
from playing with himself.
My son's in the background. Don't you dare say that about his father.
You hear what is your son retarded?
He's an ass, he said.
Is he retarded?
Is he retarded? No, but he says you are.
Well, I can hear a man in the background going, "You're not talking about daddy." I don't know what that is.
Okay,
yeah,
look at sir.
Because you're a disgrace.
Absolutely.
And I wish I'm going to get your daughter's name. I wish that I could talk to your daughter.
Okay, here's her name.
Her name. Give
Betty,
me her name.
Betty.
Betty.
Boner.
Betty Boner, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you gave her a boner, right? That's a shame. I would be disgraceful to tell anybody that you were even related, let alone a father.
Ma'am, I'm
trying.
You better
get on your knees, because what goes around comes around. I'm telling you, you're going to get punished.
Dear, if you'd gotten on your knees, your husband wouldn't be blind today.
Yeah, you can use all the excuses you want. You can use all the excuses you want. That doesn't hurt me.
Look, you...
That doesn't hurt me, because I know why he went blind. I know what I did. That's right.
Well, let me ask you, can he play piano?
Yeah, he can play a piano.
Well, Ray Charles didn't kill him.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, you know what? You are really a insensitive jackass saying these things to this woman. Elaine, this is Phil Henry, so I can understand what you're saying, and I appreciate fathers that spend time with sons or daughters.
My father didn't have no son, and my father did a lot with me, too. He didn't drive a car, but we went on the bus. We did a lot of things together, and I loved my father dearly. And for this guy
was
to
your
say
father
this
blind
about
too?
His daughter, and I'm saying about pissing against the wall... My husband's lucky that he could sit down on the damn toilet to see where
he's
pissing.
Wait a minute. You don't have to have eyes to pee against a wall. Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah, probably you don't. You probably piss all over your damn floor. Probably stinks in your house.
Let me ask you something. Did your father ever make you put a banana in your shorts?
No. No.
You know what?
I'm not ignorant like you.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm only ignorant people that do that.
Unbelievable. Elaine, I thank you for your call, and the best to your family.
Okay.
From the Phil Henry Show.
Thanks.
You're a real, real crude slob. Did your father ever make you put a banana in your shorts?
Just to know what it was like to have a son. Hey, wait a minute. He wouldn't have to with her, would he?
All right, I'm done with him. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Truth, justice, comedy.